will soon be yours. My last days on earth are sweet, sweeter than the ones before. Oh, I'm singing, singing as I'm having a I'm happy, I shall get through the gates and live with God. And never have to die no more, die no more.
Thank you very much. We had a request tonight for the White Lightning, and Henry usually sings that. We didn't bring any along with us, but what we usually do on the song is when we do it is call some of the different country artists and bluegrass artists around and movie stars and ask them their opinion on White Lightning. I'm sure you all know what it is. Some people call it moonshine liquor. Some people call it block and tackle. Take about three drinks, go a block, you feel like you can tackle just about anything. Some folks call it top and bottom.
Top and bottom?
Yeah, after half a pint, you can't tell your top from your bottom, and you don't care. Some folks call it chicken liquor.
Chicken liquor.
After about three drinks, you lay. Somewhere, just anywhere. I'll tell you why let's do, Curly. Let's, you pick out the artist, and we'll see what the different bluegrass artists think about the White Lightning. I know most of them's opinion on it, but we'll see if we can get them to put it into song, okay?
Well, let us do that. Let's call on our old buddies Don Reno and Bill Hurl first to see what they think about the White Lightning. As you know, Charlie, it takes two to do Don Reno.
Yeah.
And I think I know both of them.
Yeah.
So I'll take care of the Don Reno tenor singing. And Mr. Banjo Pick, if you'll come up, give me a couple of hot Don Reno licks on the banjo.